would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband. Great news. It looks like the weather is going to be excellent Friday. And Chris is going to be off Friday. So Big Frog Mountain is looking really likely. And it's interesting to see the 10-day weather forecast, because there's a, you know, rain and whatnot before, rain and whatnot afterwards, temperatures vary and humidity and so forth. But there's one day, it's the peak of ideal, and it's Friday. So I see the Lord's blessing here, and it is my prayer that this will turn out to be a wonderful day, and perhaps even better than last time, because when we went up there last time, it was difficult for us, and I don't think it'll be difficult at all this time. Because both of us are in better shape than 2 years ago. So that's the vital thing. Then, of course, there's the other vital thing. I got an email. I find the timing interesting, because Friday I sent out the first postcard to my wife. So I assume perhaps Saturday she got it. If not, she got it today. Saturday went the second postcard out to Jim Cross. And it was interesting to me, because as I walked down the driveway making a venture Saturday, I saw the postman drive by and pick up out of the box. So it was on the way. An hour later, because that was a short trip. An hour later, I got an email from Jim Cross. So before he got his card, which may have arrived today. And by the way, the third card went in the mail today to Eric Lee. That seemed rational, because obviously the picture, she did. It was encouraging to me, because the tone of the email from Jim Cross was less harsh, and he did mention that he watched the video I did for him, because I sent it to him on DVD. I'm grateful. Obviously, that's not the only one. There's a whole bunch of stuff, you know, because obviously, emails, he blocks me, and I really wonder, you know, he sent me the email, and is he going to, I mean, was my response blocked? Because my response was long. There are other videos. I did a video for Madge's birthday, and, you know, my assumption is that wasn't seen, but it's mentioned in that in my email. The thing I don't know about is whether or not there'll be a response. I really don't know if there'll be a response, and I am concerned that it was, as I described it, a hit and run. I could be wrong. But of course, that's just the evidence of what's happened before. So I'm hopeful there will be a response, and an actual dialogue will ensue. I'm not giving up. But at the same time, I'm not going to stop what I've been doing, in the sense of the voicemails, in the sense of now the postcards. You know, I did the postcard reconciliation that he responded to, and this time he responded before he got a postcard. the pressure's going to stay, and because the stakes are high. But I again go back to the Galatians 2. One of the things I point out about that, which I, if I recall correctly, I made it very clear in the postcard reconciliation video. You call people out publicly. So for the moment, I sent Jim Cross the response email direct to him. My friend Chris actually has read it. Because we went and discussed the difference between dilos and phobos, the difference between cowardly and fear or respect. And it was an interesting conversation because we also went and used other places in the scripture that made it very applicable. And again, the consistency of the scriptures were amazing. But so that was an interesting dialogue. And, you know, if things, you know, my assumption is he won't hear this. So no one will. But the effort will be continue. And that email, if I don't get a response, I'll, you know, kind of like put it on the website so it'll be there. So it doesn't get lost. You know, one of the thoughts I have, you know, it's more of a focus with Zadok because I've never had the face-to-face conversation with him. But Walter, the relationship between Walter and I was unfortunately shallow, and that was a mistake on my part, because obviously he was only 3 years old, 2 years old, whatever it is, when he was when he left my presence. But one day, because the guys seemed to, because there's such the distance there, the young guys seem to be on my mind as wondering what they will think if one of them, preferably both, and of course also with the others, but years from now, say, okay, why did I grow up without my dad? And they find this stuff and they say, okay, I've learned about the Lord, and here's this guy who's telling me a lot about the Lord. He happens to be my dad. So let's see what he says. What is that going to do to him? I struggle with that. Because if he says, oh, look, here's the example of a man trying to dig deep to know the Lord, striving to be obedient to him. He's made blunders along the way. But he's striving, and especially as you see him mature, the depth of his understanding of the Lord has grown remarkably and has been insightful. And the opportunity was there to have that man with me as I grew up, in the case of Walter or Zadok. And it was denied to me. What will he think? Or will be like the way Jack and Eric Lee are right now, with less than kind terms. I don't know. But there is a model of a follower of Christ. And that model, you know, it's, you see it in other places. But again, the one of the places that's so profound is the 2 Timothy 4, the all patience idea. We proclaim in season and out of season, when the opportunity is there and when it's not. You proclaim. You do not impose. You proclaim. And you do it with all patience, meaning you never give up. So I'm going to give you an example of someone who's not given up. My weakness is clear. But the Lord holds me, and that's clear too. So I got an email. I responded in depth. 3 postcards are out. Number 4 goes out tomorrow. At least that's the plan. And not sure about tomorrow's yet, but there may be more of an emphasis on that publicly. My lady, my wife, beyond question, without a doubt, I love you.